Welcome, everyone, to today's deep dive. We are jumping into a really fascinating travel script today.
We really are. It's a great one.
Yeah, it's from True World Travels with Jay Blount.
Yeah.
And if you're familiar with their work, you know they just bring history and culture to life with this exceptional storytelling.
Oh, absolutely. The level of detail is always incredible.
Right. And today we're looking at a specific piece from their series called Italy Beyond the Crowds. And it focuses on the history and the vibe of this coastal town called Nettuno.
Which is just a gorgeous area.
It is. So our mission today is to really unpack what makes a destination genuinely authentic. Like, why stepping off your typical tourist itinerary might just be the ultimate travel upgrade for you.
Yeah, because modern travel has really changed, hasn't it?
Oh, entirely. Yeah. I mean, if you look at how we travel lately, it feels less like a relaxing vacation and more like a high-stakes scavenger hunt.
It really does. We treat leisure with the exact same ruthless efficiency that we apply to our jobs, which, you know, completely defeats the purpose of taking time off in the first place.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. Because you see people with their color-coded spreadsheets,
mm-hmm.
right? And the timed entry ticket.
Also with spreadsheets.
Setting alarms for, like, 5 a.m. just to beat the rush to see a famous fountain. And instead of feeling refreshed, you come home literally needing a vacation from your vacation.
Right. You're exhausted. But the source material we have today from True World Travels presents a completely different philosophy.
Really good.
It introduces a place that prioritizes human connection. It gives you the space to breathe rather than just frantically checking boxes on a list.
So to understand how Nettuno is this perfect escape,
yeah,
we kind of have to look at its geography, right? Because the physical location is wild.
Yeah, the geography is what sets the stage for this entire experiential contrast.
Right. So Nettuno is located in the Lazio region of Italy. It sits right on the sun-drenched coastline.
Just beautiful.
You've got the sparkling water, the Mediterranean breezes, little fishing boats just sort of bobbing in the harbor. But the crazy part, the defining geographic fact here, is that it is only about an hour away from Rome.
What's fascinating here is the stark contrast despite that short distance. I mean, think about the reality of Rome for a second.
Oh, it's intense.
Right. It's this massive global tourist magnet. It draws millions upon millions of travelers every single year.
Yeah, and with those millions comes the noise, the endless lines.
Exactly. There is a frantic, hurried energy to it all. But Nettuno is just down the road, and yet it offers a completely different universe of experience.
The two different planets. And look, the script totally acknowledges that Rome is an incredible, gorgeous city.
Yeah.
But the intensity is just undeniable.
Oh, for sure.
I sort of look at this proximity like being in a massive rock concert,
yeah.
Right? You're standing right next to a blaring concert speaker.
Right, your ears are ringing.
Exactly. But then you realize there's this perfectly soundproof, tranquil room, just like one door down.
That is a perfect way to visualize it.
But I have to push back a little here. If this gorgeous, authentic coastal town is literally only an hour away, why are travelers systematically overlooking it?
That's the big question.
Right. Like, are we just conditioned to believe that a destination only has value if millions of other people are going there too?
Oh, it's a few things. Global tourist magnets have this immense, almost gravitational pull. They absorb all the attention, all the resources, all the crowds into their orbit.
Like a black hole of tourism.
Exactly. And the side effect of that massive gravity is that it completely overshadows neighboring gems. Rome acts as this sort of chaos shield.
A chaos shield. I like that.
Yeah. It absorbs the millions of tourists and allows a place like Nettuno to just quietly exist entirely undisturbed.
But is it just the fame? Because the infrastructure in Rome, the fast trains, the massive hotels, the English-speaking guides, it makes it so easy for a foreigner.
Right.
Going to a smaller town probably feels super intimidating.
You're touching on a crucial mechanism there. Physical infrastructure absolutely dictates where people go. But we also have to consider the modern digital infrastructure.
Oh, like social media.
Right. We live in this era of algorithmic tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Search engine optimization, top 10 lists on TripAdvisor, Instagram, location tags.
Oh, yeah. The algorithm tells you where to go.
Exactly. These digital systems create an invisible yet impenetrable barrier. If a town doesn't have a massive tourism board pumping money into digital marketing, the algorithms simply do not surface it.
Wow. So millions of people are essentially being funneled by an algorithm into, like, the exact same three piazzas in Rome.
Yep.
Completely unaware that this digital barrier is the only thing keeping them from a quiet, beautiful coast just an hour away.
And there's a psychological component too, you know. There's this overwhelming fear of missing out.
Well, the FOMO is real.
If you travel all the way to Italy and you don't spend every waking second at the Colosseum, society basically tells you that you failed at your vacation.
Right, like you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
We totally confuse the fame of a landmark with the quality of the personal experience we're actually going to have there.
Exactly. And because of that physical and digital isolation from the main tourist current, Nettuno's character is preserved. Which brings us to the definition of true authenticity.
Yes, the script heavily contrasts two very different ideas here. On one hand, you have what they call manufactured charm,
Hi.
and on the other, you have real lived-in generational authenticity.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we really should define how manufactured charm actually develops, because it's basically an economic response.
Okay, how so?
Well, when a town relies entirely on foreign tourist dollars, it begins a feedback loop. It learns what visitors want to see, and it alters itself to fulfill those
Oh,
expectations.
I see. Like painting the buildings specific colors just because they pop in photos.
Exactly. Or they alter the traditional menus to cater to foreign palates. They set up souvenir shops where the local hardware store used to be. The town essentially puts on a show.
So what does this all mean for us as travelers? Because manufactured charm sounds to me like a movie set.
That's a great comparison.
Right. It's beautiful, but it's hollow. You walk onto a Hollywood backlot, the storefronts look amazing, but if you knock on the walls, nobody actually lives there. It only exists for the camera.
Yeah, it's just a facade.
But the generational authenticity in Nettuno, the history that Jay Blount brings to life in the script, it's more like walking into someone's actual living room.
The living room analogy gets right to the heart of it. In Nettuno, the text points out that neighbors greet each other like actual family.
Because they probably are family, right?
Exactly, generations of them. Shop owners remember your name after one visit. The fishermen head out before sunrise to catch the very seafood you're going to eat for dinner.
That's incredible.
The town functions exactly as it would whether you, the visitor, were standing there or not.
The script actually says Nettuno isn't trying to impress you, and it doesn't need to. It just is. But I kind of want to challenge this idea a little bit.
Go for it.
Isn't there a reason we gravitate toward the movie set? Like, manufactured charm is comfortable. They speak English. The menus have pictures.
Right. It caters to our needs.
Exactly. So if a town isn't actively trying to impress us, do we have to fundamentally change our own mindset to even appreciate it?
You absolutely have to undergo a paradigm shift. You have to drop the expectation of being constantly entertained.
Which is hard. If I walk into someone's living room expecting a blockbuster movie, I'm going to be pretty bored.
Right, because when you visit a place with manufactured charm, you're acting as a consumer. You are purchasing an experience that has been neatly packaged for you.
A transaction. I paid for this flight, so entertain me.
Exactly. But when you visit a place with lived-in authenticity, you have to transition from a consumer to an observer, and eventually a participant.
But that transition sounds really difficult for people who are used to the typical way of traveling.
It is difficult. Because you have to find value in the mundane reality of someone else's everyday life. You have to find the magic in the fishermen coming back to the harbor rather than expecting a whole parade.
Yeah, it requires patience.
It requires you to be totally comfortable with a place not catering to your every whim or not speaking your language perfectly.
And once you accept that, once you accept a destination that isn't putting on a show for you, your entire daily itinerary has to adapt.
It completely
You
shifts.
move away from frantic sightseeing and into this deep sensory immersion. But I imagine this triggers a lot of anxiety for people.
Oh, absolutely. This raises an important question about why we feel so much pressure to be productive, even on vacation.
Right. We talked earlier about treating leisure with workplace efficiency. There is a massive productivity trap when it comes to travel.
We pack our workplace anxieties right into our luggage.
Yeah.
We want to maximize the return on investment for the trip, so we literally schedule every single hour.
Because we associate the value of the trip with visible output. A checked box on a must-see list is a visible output.
Yeah, whereas sitting in a seaside cafe for 3 hours feels like you're producing nothing, which makes modern travelers incredibly
Oh,
anxious.
totally. If I sit in a cafe for 4 hours, I'm going to have this nagging voice in my head going, "You flew thousands of miles just to sit around. You could do that on your couch at home."
But the rhythm described in the source material really challenges that guilt. It vividly details simple, honest Italian cooking.
Oh, the food descriptions were amazing.
Fresh seafood, handmade pasta, local olive oil. It mentions an espresso that somehow tastes better simply because of the setting you're in.
Right.
When you remove the pressure of a rigid itinerary, you allow your senses to actually process those details.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The text emphasizes wandering untouched, narrow streets at your own pace, intentionally getting lost in the old town.
Yeah, discovering quiet piazzas.
And just watching the sunset paint the sky gold and pink at a cafe. It is shifting the entire goal of travel from checking off landmarks to creating moments.
Yeah.
Because checking off landmarks on a rigid schedule is basically like speed reading a classic novel, just so you can say you finished it.
That's a great way to put it.
You turn the pages as fast as possible, but you don't actually comprehend the story. And you certainly don't feel anything for the characters.
Speed reading a city cuts you off completely from your physical senses. You don't actually taste the espresso because you're throwing it back while checking your watch.
Right, trying to make the train to the next museum.
You don't notice the pink and gold in the sky because your eyes are glued to a map app on your phone trying to optimize your walking route.
Wow, yeah.
Nettuno, simply by virtue of not having a massive list of global must-see attractions, forces you to slow down.
It provides the psychological permission to do nothing at all, which is so rare. The script points out the simple joy of doing nothing and the realization that doing nothing is exactly what you needed all along.
It's a profound shift.
It really is. To sit in a quiet piazza, hear the clinking of espresso cups, listen to the rhythm of everyday Italian life, well, just life in general, and finally silence that guilt of, oh, I should be at a museum right now.
That absence of guilt is the true luxury of this kind of travel. You are no longer fighting against the current of millions of other people trying to do the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Yeah.
You allow the environment to dictate your pace rather than trying to force your artificial pace upon the environment.
And because the food is so simple, because the streets have been untouched for centuries, your senses can tune into those subtleties.
The taste of the olive oil becomes a profound memory rather than just fuel you consume between tourist traps.
It really is the difference between capturing a moment for an audience and creating a moment for yourself.
Say more about that.
Well, when you stand in front of a world-famous monument, the immediate instinct for most people is to pull out a camera, right?
Yeah. Pics or it didn't happen.
Exactly. You're capturing it to prove to other people that you were there. The experience is mediated by an audience back home.
Right.
But when you are intentionally lost in a centuries-old street in Nettuno, with absolutely no famous monuments in sight, there is nothing obvious to photograph. You just have to live in it.
And that unmediated personal connection is what makes the memory stick long after you return home.
Yeah.
It's why the local shop owner remembering your name feels infinitely more significant than seeing a building you've already seen 1,000 times in documentaries.
It's that human element. Unscripted and totally unbothered by a tourism board, it provides the actual connection we're looking for when we leave home in the first place.
Exactly.
So, synthesizing everything we've looked at today, this source material from Jay Blount illuminates a fundamentally different path for how we approach our time off.
It really does. The magic of a place like Nettuno is never going to be found on the top 10 list of a major guidebook.
It won't be. And honestly, it shouldn't be.
No, it relies on its paradoxical location. Being so close to the epicenter of tourism in Rome, yet remaining entirely insulated from it. It's protected by that proximity and the algorithmic blindness we talked about.
It relies on that generational authenticity, demanding that we transition from being consumers on a movie set to being respectful guests in someone's living room.
Right.
And ultimately, it relies on the profound joy of slowing down, putting the spreadsheet away, ignoring the alarm clock, and just taking the time to drink an espresso and watch the sunset.
The script leaves us with a very encouraging promise, really. It reminds us that these overlooked places, these deeply authentic experiences, they are out there waiting for you.
They really are.
The best travel experiences are rarely the most famous ones. They are the quiet, unassuming ones that feel tailored entirely for you, giving you the space to breathe.
They feel like they were waiting just for you.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with something to consider. We spent this time talking about Italy, right? Analyzing the dynamic between Rome and Nettuno. But this geographical and psychological dynamic exists everywhere in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about that high-speed scavenger hunt of modern travel we discussed at the very beginning. If the greatest travel experiences are born from quiet, everyday, lived-in moments rather than famous, crowded landmarks, what hidden, authentic gem might be sitting just an hour outside of your own hometown?
That's a great point.
What quiet dirt road is being completely overlooked by everyone who is too busy speeding down the highway to the nearest famous attraction? The next time you feel the need to escape, put down the checklist, step out of the scavenger hunt, and take the exit nobody else is taking. You might be surprised by what you find.